I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. As the summer moves along, you might find something interesting in the depths of your local fishing hole. I'll explain a little more when we come back.
You know, some people think that hunting is just sitting around waiting for a deer to walk by. Hunting is the original outdoor challenge. You'll test yourself physically and mentally against the elements. It's intense, exhilarating, and every day is an adventure. Whether you take a shot or not.
Not what you expected? Then give hunting a try. Plan your adventure today at huntinfo.org.
The heat of the day is driving many fish deep into cover, some of them refusing to bite until darkness falls. For biologist Mark Scott of the DNR's office in Beckley, that's the perfect time to start looking for a whiskered critter or two on the other end of the line.
Normally, this time of year it's really hot, and the best fishing is at night anyway, so what better to fish for than catfish?
There are truly two major species of catfish in West Virginia, although Mark tells us there's a chance you might hook onto a third one.
We've initially stocked some blue kits here out on the Ohio River. Starting last year, I think, so we have some of them around now. But that's our two big ones, the channel cat and the flatheads. Channel cat, you catch them mostly in lakes. You do some in rivers, too, in New River, but seem like the flatheads are more of a river species. But they intermingle a lot on, you know, lakes and rivers. You see them both. But flatheads, they're biggest in the state. I think the state record's 70 pounds.
Yes, the flatheads are commonly called the mud cat and are often feigned by catfish eaters. And that's really odd when you consider that they are the more selective eater of the two popular species.
Flatheads are predators. They pretty much eat only live or very fresh dead. You know, if you've got a piece of cut bait that's fresh, they'll eat that also. But channel cat pretty much eat anything. They like chicken liver, whatever, but you're not going to catch a flathead on chicken liver. Those guys are strictly carnivorous. They're going to eat something that's alive.
And that little nugget of information that Mark provided us will help you more easily select the proper bait for the species you're trying to catch.
Depends which ones you want to go for. Channel cats, you know, a lot of people use chicken liver for those. Night crawlers, I know down our way here around Bluestone Lake and New River, we use soft shell crawfish a lot. If you want flatheads, you know, those guys, all they eat are live critters, so you want to use either softshell crawfish or one of the best baits in the world is a rock bass.
And a lot of anglers choose to fish for catfish with saltwater gear. That's probably smart if you're after the flatheads, since they can get into the 50 to 60 pound range. But for a better find, downsize your gear just a bit. Another tip that might help you your cause is to chum the waters. That's legal in West Virginia, and throwing blood bait onto the water's surface can be a quality attractant to bring the hungry catfish to your fishing spot. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.